About a year ago, I bought a book of quotations, and as I was flicking through it while mulling over what I could say about giving an offering, I stumbled across a quote that made me think. Arne Garborg, I believe that's how you pronounce his name, who was a Norwegian writer in the mid-19th century, famously wrote these lines. It is said that with money you can buy everything, but you cannot. You can buy food, but not appetite. Medicine, but not health, knowledge, but not wisdom, glitter, but not beauty, fun, but not joy, acquaintances, but not friends, servants, but not faithfulness, leisure, but no peace. You can have the husk of everything for money, but not the kernel. And it really struck a chord with me that money, which is as much the world's god as television or social media is, can't bring us the joy, peace, well-being that this world seems to think it can. Now, I have three areas I would like to talk about today, and they are, first, health. How much would you pay to be healed? Secondly, food. How much would you pay to never go hungry? And third, war. How much would you pay to feel safe? And finally, we'll look at some things that no man can put a price on. So first, health. How much do we pay to be healed, air quotes, by mankind's medicines? Being hurt is not a nice feeling. Far from it. But if we knew the cost of undoing the hurts was, well, we might just wrap ourselves in bubble wrap and never leave the house again. In 2019, there was a case where a gentleman had a slip with a new razor-sharp kitchen knife, resulting in a cut an inch deep in the webbing of his hand. It didn't bleed all that much, but he knew it would need more than just a plaster, or a band-aid for our American brethren, to sort it out. So down to the hospital he went. Once there, he was visited by medical professionals for a few minutes, and the end result was one, just one, stitch in the hand to hold it together. It took 5 minutes to do, and he was sent on his way. Then came the bill. $3,321.47 for one stitch. Talk about a stitch up. Now, what about a slightly more serious one? What about a broken leg or a hip? Well, that'll set you back on average $16,796. A traumatic head injury comes in at a bargain price of only $19,539. Most of these statistics have come from businessinsider.com. Sometimes injury isn't your fault. In Jackson Falls, Illinois, a 9-year-old was bitten by a snake, resulting in an air ambulance being called out and 4 vials of antivenom. Total cost, $142,938. And over 67,000 of that was for the vials and for the heart stopper. Literally. A 40-year-old started having the signs of a heart attack and was taken to hospital, where after 4 days of stents and room charges, he was met with a $164,000 bill. Amazingly, this didn't cause another heart attack. In this world, we pay more than a small fortune for supposed health, which is merely the lack of injury and illness. Or as one pessimist put it, health is merely the slowest rate in which we die. The food we eat has lost a lot of the goodness God placed within it to give us true health, and in today's troubled times, even the quantity of food we can produce is threatened. So let's have a look at food. How much would you pay for abundant food? Not just to go into the supermarket and buy food, but to know that food was not running out, that there was enough for everyone, and that there will be forever. The International Food Policy Research Institute estimates the cost of removing world hunger completely is somewhere in the range from a mere $7 billion up to a staggering $265 billion. Oh, and that's per year, not just a one-off payment. We don't have to worry about going hungry, because God has promised to bless our food and the supply thereof. Turn over with me, please, to Leviticus 26, and we'll start in verses 3. That's Leviticus 26 and starting in verse 3. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. And your threshing shall reach until the vintage, and the vintage shall reach until the sow time, and ye shall eat your bread to the full, and dwell in your land safely. And I will give peace in the land, and ye shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I will rid evil beasts out of your land, neither shall the sword go through your land. And you shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. And five of you shall chase 100, and 100, and you shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. For I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. And ye shall eat old store, and bring forth the old because of the new. And I shall set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. And I will walk among you, and will be your God, and ye shall be my people. As we just read, God has also promised to protect us from our enemies, and to keep us safe. Which is a great blessing because, as we see all around us, man, without the Holy Spirit, is incapable of living peacefully with his neighbours. The Stockholm International Peace Research Institute estimates military expenditure as of 2018 at 1.8 trillion. This represents a relative decline from 1990 when military expenditure made up 4% of the world's GDP. Looking back over history, the largest portion of any nation's budget has been spent on war, or the equipment and preparation for war. For instance, the Napoleonic War cost Britain £66 million, or approximately £5.3 billion in today's money. This was broken down as just over $800 million for the Navy, $3.2 billion for the Army, a further $800 million for the Allies, and $3 billion as interest on the national debt. In 1898, the USA became embroiled in the Spanish-American War in Cuba. This lasted all of 4 months and cost the US a whopping $10.3 billion. In today's money. The Vietnam War took a massive toll on all sides. It cost the equivalent of about $1 trillion, and the USA still pays $22 billion a year in compensations. A little later, in 1990 to 1991, there was the Persian Gulf War. 7 months of fighting, and the bill was $116 billion, just for the US alone. But the winner, if you can call it that, has to be World War II, for which the total cost for all sides was approximately $15.5 trillion. Now, how much would you pay to be safe? How much to be healthy? How much to be well fed? Now, here's a hard one. What price would you put on the knowledge that we have as God's children? Now, here's a really hard one. What price would you place on the Holy Spirit itself? Well, one man tried to do just that. If you would like to turn with me to Acts 8, and we'll start reading in verse 9. That's Acts 8, verse 9. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, "This man is the great power of God." And to him they have regard, because that a long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. But when they believed Philip's preachings, the things concerning the kingdom of God, and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which he did. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were came down, prayed for them, that they may receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money, saying, Give me also this power, that on whoever I lay hands he may receive the Holy Spirit. But Peter said unto him, Thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. He had bewitched the people of Samaria, and I am sure he thought whatever price Peter asked for, he would be able to pay it, which shows both how self-inflated he was, and how really just how little he thought of the Holy Spirit, and how much it truly was worth. We cannot buy God's protection and blessings. Just put in your notes Micah 6 verses 6 to 8 and Haggai 2 verse 8. God owns everything, and all we have comes from him. What he wants from us in return is obedience and the right attitude towards him, towards our fellow man, and towards how we live our lives. In giving an offering, we are demonstrating God's way of life, the way of give. So if you would all like to turn with me to Deuteronomy 16, and we'll read verses 16 to 17. Three times in a year shall all your males appear before the Lord thy God, in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessings of the Lord thy God, which he hath given thee. As you can see, there is no specific amount mentioned. What is important to God is not how much we give, but that we give, and that we give with the right attitude. Now as we take up the offering, we'll have some special music, which is Psalm 27, Lord, You're My Light, sung by Mrs. Sylvia Duke.